This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. If huge corporations can't stop cyber criminals, what's the small business person to do? The government's National Cybersecurity Alliance is holding a series of workshops for small businesses across the country now to talk about defending against data theft, online scams, and ransomware attacks. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman went to one in Portland, Oregon.
We're on page 6 of your workbook now. Are there other breaches about to happen?
Computer security trainer Kristen Judge runs through a range of cyber threats to a conference room packed with small business people. One of them, real estate negotiator Everett Hall, says he's been targeted, unsuccessfully, by hackers going after his data. Now he does all his banking and title insurance work in person.
I limit my information that I put online.
Kristen Judge says major companies with big IT departments can be devastated by hacks, but hackers are also looking for smaller targets for a quick payout.
A business has a $30,000 hit. That may be it for them. They can't recover as quickly as the large guys.
Lawyer Christy Cook helps businesses and nonprofits defend against attacks and deal with the aftermath.
Setting up credit monitoring for your clients, forensic IT analysis to determine the full extent of the breach.
She says prevention, strong passwords and antivirus software, vigilance against email phishing is much cheaper. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.